I'm from. And where I am from is from above. I'm not from here. The astronauts leave off the helmet. They're going to die. That's not where they're from. So I can be funny. Let's say there are moon people. They don't need a helmet. That's where they're from. They're not from Earth. They don't need a helmet. They can walk around without it. In a fight, they have an advantage. But I'm from another place. And they're not going to forget to put that on when they go out. Oh, then I'll just go for a stroll on the moon tonight. I won't wear my helmet. Right. You won't do that. But we do it all the time. I think I'll go take a walk on Earth. Find some happiness and some peace without my helmet. And I'm using that as analogous to the life given to us by the Holy Spirit when we're walking by faith. I'm not going to use my spiritual life. I'm just going to walk around planet Earth without it. One of the problems is we can do that, whereas the astronaut can't. But we can, and there's clearly part of the problem. The astronaut knows the moment he steps out there, boom. We don't. Until we start, well, I want some peace. I want some happiness. I want this. I want to control people. I want things my way. This isn't working. And it starts piling up, and we begin to realize, boy, you know what? I'm down here, and I don't have my helmet on. I'm not dressed right for planet Earth because I'm not from here. I'm from above. I'm from an entirely different realm of existence. God is spirit. We talk about a spiritual birth and a spiritual life. The kingdom of God, people, is an exclusive kingdom. Only those who are born spiritually from this spiritual kingdom. It's open to everyone. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That's coming up. He's going to end up telling them how. But he's got to get him to that point. So in order to be a member of this kingdom, we have to be born in this kingdom. There's ludicrous examples. In order to be a member of the animal kingdom, you have to be born into the animal kingdom. People, what makes your dog and your cat and your horse happy doesn't make us happy. Give your dog or your pet a brand new Corvette and just say, there it is, Fido, it's all yours. Well, you know, the only thing he's going to enjoy is the wheel for a while. And that's going to be about it. That isn't the source of happiness. A dog, a cat, they're not.